Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You can't change it. Little SRB bringing us back, Stevie Ray, the late great Stevie Ray Vaughan. 17 till I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Rick Newman. Rick is an outstanding columnist for Yahoo Finance, the author of Rebounders. RickNewman.com, is that right, Rick?
RickJNewman.com.
RickJNewman.com. And also Yahoo.Finance.com. Did I say that right, or is it the other way around?
Finance.yahoo.com.
I always get those turned around. Finance.yahoo.
It's our fault. We should make it simpler.
Finance.yahoo.com. So check that out, folks. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rick, and we went to the break. We were wrapping up on the deflation topic, which really ties into the next topic we're going to talk about, which is the Fed's role in the economy. The Fed has two jobs primarily. One is to manage the cost of goods, and the other is employment. And part of their management of the cost of goods over in America for generations has been to make sure the inflation didn't get too far out of control.
Right.
And now comes this potential deflation thing, which, as I said earlier, scares the bejeebers out of every economists, whether they agree with their peer or not. They all agree on deflation being bad. So you were telling us, I wanted you to finish that thought. You were telling us, what are some of the signs that we might need to be concerned about deflation in America?
You know, when people think about inflation, they think only about rising prices, and a lot of people who have been predicting runaway inflation have missed one important thing, which is you have to watch wages. You really cannot have major inflation if wages are not going up. That's always a big contributor to inflation.
Mm-hmm.
When people can demand more for their work, that needs to be passed along.
So we've been having that for some time now, haven't we?
No, we have almost, wage growth is almost zero.
That's my point. We've been in danger of this for some time now.
That's right, and that is basically the biggest problem in the economy right now is wage growth is stagnant. We have actual deflation in Europe. That doesn't mean it'll affect us directly, but it will have some.
Well, you're right about the direct part, but it can. You know, deflation is contagious, isn't it?
Yeah, we're all connected here. So you need to, and then the price of oil. The thing that has really gotten attention. The attention of economists has been the plunging price of oil. Now, that's a good thing.
That's good deflation in my book.
Yeah, but that's the kind of thing, given the way everything is connected to everything else, it could drag down the prices of other things. And I think the odds of serious deflation are probably low, but it's become a bigger concern than inflation at this point.
Can I stick something in here about why deflation is scary for small business, Rick?
Sure.
If you buy inventory, folks, today, that you're not going to, you have to make a decision to buy it today. It's going to be delivered in 3 months. You're going to sell it over the following 3 months. But if we have deflation, you don't know what to pay for that inventory, and you may wind up selling it for what it costs you. If you have tight margins, especially, so this is, and that's a very simplistic way to think about it, Rick.
Well, it's negative pricing power.
That's exactly right. Thank you. It's negative pricing power. We talk about pricing power on the show all the time, and we have small business owners haven't had pricing power for some time, which is an indicator of deflation.
Yeah, that's it. So again, I don't think that this is necessarily going to happen, but it's something to pay attention to. And we just need to have a more rational way of thinking about inflation. I mean,
Right. Yes,
we understand the Federal Reserve has been, quote, printing money. But inflation is nowhere to be seen, and it hasn't been for 6 years.
That's the reason why, Rick, I think that when you say we don't have it yet, I actually think we're on the balancing on the knife edge right now in this. What do you think?
We could be. So, you know, on the other hand, we might be able to come out smoothly. The Federal Reserve does still have a few tools. It's trying to get out of the game of, you know, manipulating everything in sight and saying, let's just try to go back to traditional monetary policy. But, you know, there's still a lot that could go wrong.
So America has something Germany and Russia doesn't, I mean, Germany and Japan doesn't have. America has a consumer class. If there's one thing that could turn the economy around and from deflation to at least going the wrong way, if not just getting back to equilibrium, is the American consumer. We could do that with a little bit of earnings power. That could America could turn this around quicker than any other nation in the world. What do you think?
Well, that caveat you just included with a little bit of earning power
is the thing
I'm looking for.
Gotta have that.
So I don't know, Jim. I mean, these are kind of questionable times for the mighty American consumer class. You know, we got used to buying a lot of that stuff on debt.
Yep.
That game is over, at least to the extent it used to be played. So I think we are still adjusting to a new era in which we're going to have to pay more as you go, less debt, and kind of work. You know,
well, which leads to a more sound financial footing for everyone. But quickly, what is this going to do to QE?
Well, quantitative easing is officially over, and now
easing the infusion of money by the Fed. Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, it's been a huge infusion of money, and it's
$4 trillion.
A very very blunt instrument, but it's the tools the Fed has. I mean, the Fed has been doing what it can. We have not seen the inflation that was supposed to come along with that. It did some good. It didn't do enough.
Quick question. Does the Fed have any tools for deflation?
Sure. Yeah, it could do more quantitative easing, and
that's
it. Solve it.
That's it. But they don't want to do that, right? You just said it. You just said it's over. So hold on to that thought. We're going to come back and talk some more right after these messages with our good friend Rick Newman. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.